Am I having a stroke? What should I do? Mega Doctor News, Newswise, Manahawkin, NJ. Types of stroke. Many people think a stroke is a condition that impacts the heart, when instead, it's a condition that impacts the brain. Ischemic strokes account for 87% of all strokes and occur when a blood vessel supplying blood to the brain is blocked. Weakened blood vessels known as aneurysms and arteriovenous malformations cause what's known as a hemorrhagic stroke, which happens when one of these weakened blood vessels rupture. A transient ischemic attack, commonly known as a TIA or a warning stroke, is a temporary blockage of blood flow to the brain through a clot. While the clot usually breaks up or becomes dislodged, and symptoms typically last a few minutes or less, medical attention should be sought. Immediate assessment can help shed further light on one's risk for a future stroke. Stroke signs and symptoms. If you or someone you're with experiences sudden vision changes, sudden severe headaches, sudden weakness or numbness on one side of the body, dizziness, trouble with balance or walking, or challenges with speaking or understanding, you need to seek emergency help immediately. Dial 911. Remember the BFAST acronym, which addresses balance. Is the person off balance or having difficulty walking? Eyes. Does the person have blurred, double or loss of vision? Face. Does the person's face droop on one side when smiling? Arms. Can the person raise both arms or does one seem to hang down? Speech. Is the person's speech slurred, or is there loss of speech? Time. If any of these symptoms are present, it's time to call 911. Time is of the essence. Waiting for a sudden, severe headache to go away, while you decide to just rest, instead of seeking medical attention, may mean the difference between a positive outcome and debilitation, or even death. Similarly, you may think that sudden weakness in your loved one's arm will pass, but to be safe, you'll call your primary care provider or go to an urgent care. Skip that step, as they will automatically tell you to get to a stroke-capable hospital. And resist the urge to drive to the emergency room. Call for an ambulance. The extra time spent in the car driving to the hospital, or perhaps even further to a preferred hospital, without proper medical attention for stabilization can put your health in jeopardy. Remember, the longer that blood flow to the brain is interrupted, the more damage that can be done, resulting in deterioration of speech, motor and other functions. While some signs of stroke may seem minor to you, don't treat them as such. Current treatments can help achieve better outcomes, and there is no time to waste. For instance, clot-busting drugs like tenecteplase, TNK, and alteplase have been available in recent years to help stem the impact of an ischemic stroke, but it's critical that the eligible candidates are treated within 4.5 hours of initial symptoms for these medications to be effective. They can be administered intravenously, through an IV, on specialized mobile health units and in a hospital setting equipped for stroke care. Southern Ocean Medical Center is what is known as an advanced primary stroke center, and has a dedicated, stroke-focused program and rapid response team of experts specially trained in evaluating and providing stroke care. As such, we have the capability to provide the appropriate level of care to meet the needs of most stroke victims. This includes the administration of clot-busting drugs, advanced imaging, and 24/7 consultation with neurologists. After further testing, should it be determined that the case is more complex and the patient needs advanced intervention, we work in collaboration with one of the comprehensive stroke centers within the Hackensack Meridian Health Network to have the patient transported there to maintain the continuity of care. This is why it is so critical to seek out emergency care as soon as possible. You may end up at the larger or preferred hospital anyway, but at least you'll have a better chance of having your brain function preserved than if you didn't receive any type of care right away. Paul Kostolakos, DO, is the medical director of the stroke program at Hackensack Meridian Southern Ocean Medical Center, which is an advanced primary stroke center in Manahawkin. NJ Hackensack Meridian Health cares for thousands of stroke patients annually through the network's 3 comprehensive stroke centers and 9 advanced primary stroke centers, which are certified by the Joint Commission and licensed by the New Jersey Department of Health and Senior Services. To learn more about your risk of stroke, Visit https://www.hackensackmeridianhealth.org/in/services/heart-care/angioscreen.